Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Reluctant Bride by Jodie Headland, narrated by Esther Wayne. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 9. Chapter 1. London, England, May 1862.
Hang on a little longer, my lamb.
Mercy Wilkins shifted the listless infant in her arms without slowing her pace. Clara had stopped responding on Chilton Street, but the slightly warm breath coming from between the little girl's colourless lips told Mercy she wasn't too late. So long as the Shoreditch dispensary wasn't crowded, and so long as Dr. Bates was available. He'd treat the infant, even though Mercy had no way to pay for his services.
"Don't you fret," she murmured. "If Dr. Bates isn't there, I'll sell my shoes to pay the fee."
Mercy ignored the cold dampness between her toes, the puckered skin on feet that hadn't been dry since spring had chased away the chill of winter, and invited a familiar tormentor in its place. Rain. The frequent showers not only soaked her half boots, but also turned the streets into swamps of mud and horse manure. The mixture oozed through the holes where her toes had worn through the leather, and threatened to suck the shoes off her feet.